It was a dark and stormy night.
A telltale heart, a golden arm, a spooky spirit that might do you harm. Late at night, so little light, a scary story gives you such a fright.
Into our new but old and musty house crept a scowling man with a nasty scar and an evil eye who could scare the hide off either you or me.
Where did he come from?
Who knows? He appeared from out of nowhere like a ghost, like an apparition, like a principal.
A witch's brew. And goblins too, a werewolf's howl that scares you through and through, a zombie's cry, a banshee's sigh, a dancing mummy with an evil eye.
What happened next, Grandpa?
The scowling man said.
Don't you know the tale of this haunted house?
I said.
No, no, what do you mean?
He said.
This house is alive! Don't you know? Alive!
Alive?
Yes, alive as you or me. And if you hear its beating heart, you'd better watch out, for this very house might get you.
A ghoulish heist, a poltergeist, a creepy lord with a heart of ice, a scary dream, a bowl of steam, a ghoulish groaning and a phantom scream.
The man with the evil eye disappeared. But in my bed that night, I couldn't help but listen, and listen with all my might.
And what did you hear, Grandpa?
Yes, what did you hear?
It started softly, like a distant drum.
A telltale heart, a golden arm, a spooky spirit that might do you.
It got louder and louder until the beating of that house's heart was as loud as my very own. Oh, the horror! My ears. I raced to the basement, tore up the floorboards, and what do you think I found?
What?